Well, hello and welcome to another program of We Talk, You Listen. Now today we have a very young guest, Femon, who's just finished university. And I believe you were there for, what, 4.5 years?
5, actually.
That's 5, and you actually received 2 certificates at the end of it.
Yes, I did, and I made a lot of friends also.
I'm sure you did. And can you tell me what the 2 certificates or degrees that you received?
One was gender studies degree.
Absolutely useless.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
And the other one was very difficult, was a DEI doctorate.
Well, that was a complete waste of 5 years of your life.
Sorry?
Nothing. So let me ask you this question. Say you're going for a job interview. What would you say your best aptitudes were?
My tits.
Yes. That's sort of part of your body. That's not sort of what I was thinking of.
I mean, they're good attributes. I mean, can't you see how perky they are?
Well, I have no option as you have them hanging out like you do. Is there any reason why you have your headlights on? Is it cold in here?
No, I can actually turn them on when I want. I can just turn one on as if I'm turning. Look.
Oh, that's very weird. Well, if you don't mind, if you can keep them on dip beam while we're talking.
Oh, all right.
So, what would you say if you went for, say, a job interview, like I said, and what would you think your best abilities would be in that job interview to get the job?
My hair. I spent a lot of time on my hair.
You see, once again, you're talking about one of your physical attributes. I was thinking more in your, say, personality, who you are. I mean, are you intelligent or are you as dumb as a plank?
Well, I can be anything you want. What do you want me to be?
No, you're not quite getting what I'm after here.
I know what you men are after.
I mean, what do you think is nice about you?
Well, my smile. See? What do you think?
Yes, very nice, very bright.
Should be, cost me $8,000.
What I'm trying to say is, say you went for a job as a software engineer or a software company, do you think they're going to be interested in your smile or your hair?
No, they may only be interested in my butt, which is cost me $4,000, actually. I mean, it would have cost me 10, but I got it done the same time I got my breast done.
Yes. So, actually, have you gone for any job interviews at all?
No, not at the moment. I'm too busy doing... I've got an OnlyFans page, you know.
So what was the point in spending 5 years in university or college?
Well, that's where all the young, eligible males are, isn't it?
Oh, I see you're looking for a sort of a future husband, say.
Hell no. I just want the attention, that's all. You know, it's funny what you can get men to do if they think they're going to get in your pants.
Oh, yes, well, I think I'll just end the interview here. I've decided that you really don't have a personality at all. Then you seem to be a typical Femon, which is all superficial stuff. And I'm going to have a few words with the team I have here of who's responsible for getting you here.
That was me, and I thought she looked very nice. I mean, look at that fantastic outfit she's wearing.
Oh, God. Never mind. Well, I want to thank you for coming along and taking the time. Goodbye, and don't forget your handbag.
Hey, yeah, that's a Gucci. $3,500. I'm not going to forget that.
My God, where do you Femons get the money from?
Men. You see, I knew she was clever.
God, this has to be a dream. Wake up, I've got to wake up.